precious name of Jesus Christ. So this morning, we'll be looking at hope, part two. I think this morning lesson will take us to the end of the, I think we'll still, maybe we'll continue next week. Well, before we start this morning, I still want us to remember our memory verse. So I'm going to be calling people from my own side of the house fellowship because they are expected to know it because I used to remind them during the week. So I would like three people, not now, just look at it and just make sure you know it. So I would like three people to recite it without looking at the bulletin. So this morning, we are looking at duties of end-time Christian. Be wondering, why are we talking about duties of end time Christian? I usually tell people, I say we the end time believers, that we have a lot of things that we have to watch and pray for, because things are not going the way God has ordained it. And if we are not careful, we lose hope and we lose focus. And sometimes we may even think that the end might not come again. So this morning is very important that we quickly take ourselves through the duties of end time Christian. If you look at our bulletin, do we all have now, it's talking about as a Christian why we need to keep our hope alive. Number one duty of this end time Christian, to keep our hope alive in Christ. If you look at the book of Hebrews chapter 6 verses 18 and 19. I will quickly open our Bible to the book of Hebrews. If you are there before me, you can read. Hebrews 6. Yes. Praise the Lord. If you look at where our brother has just read, he's talking about, it describes hope as an anchor of our faith, hope here is being described as an anchor to our soul. Hope is an anchor of soul. If we ever lose hope, we'll be like a ship on the ocean of life that is without direction. So that is why it's very important for us as an end-time Christian that we never lose hope. We just keep in the faith and watch. We need to pray more and watch. That is it, so that we don't lose hope. Because just like we have read this morning, hope is described as an anchor to our faith. And I pray that we not lose hope in Jesus' name. And as we go on, if you look at Psalm 71, verse 14, still talking about hope, duties of end time Christian. Psalm 71 verse 14. Praise the Lord. And we should hope continually, not when we are expecting something and it's not yet coming. Say continually, every time, we should put our hope in Him that what He say He will do, He will do it. We should not focus on the problem or the situation. What we need to do is to focus on the promiser, the person who has promised that He will do it, and God will help us in Jesus' name. As a Christian, we need to keep our hope alive in Christ. Many waited for long to the return of Jesus, and they lose hope because Jesus tarries. They go back to sin and they put their hope in the position, money, and strength. As you can see, some people, they even tell you that it's not possible that Jesus is not coming again, that there will no end to this world. Because why? Because they think that it's not coming fast enough for them, and they just they lose focus. They put their trust in some other things, their ability, their strength. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. You know, when a Christian lives, you know, then coming to church will be a burden. Each time you hear the word of God, it will be as if it's not, you know, it's not going well with you. You know, coming for house fellowship, even when somebody, you start arguing the word of God, that's what happened when we lose hope. You know, the word of God will not make sense to us anymore because we think it will not have meaning. That is what can happen when we allow ourselves to lose hope in serving God. God will help us in Jesus' name. You know, prayer, you know, we don't even pray anymore. That is a case of hopelessness. You know, that you think you can do anything, you can do all things by yourself. You know, even to pray to serve God will be a problem. Even paying of tithe and offering will become difficult. That is what can happen when we are in a state of hopelessness. And that will not be our portion in Jesus' name. Can we quickly look at the book of Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. Galatians 6:9. If we have our bulletin, I think we should just look at the next Bible passage and just open our head so that it will save us time. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. It's talking the same thing that we should not, you know, we should keep our hope alive. You know, we should always look in at God, the author and the finisher of our faith. We should not be discouraged, you know, easily, you know, due to whatever reason we are passing through. You know, some of us, when we pass through phases of life, we just look at it and, you know, we just say, oh, I don't think this God is working. This Bible is not working for me. It will work for you in Jesus' name. You know, such ones start to live a life of unpreparedness. You know, they are not prepared for the coming of the Lord anymore. You know, they will be like the five foolish virgins. You know, as a Christian, we are not to behave like that. We have to be prepared. That's why the Bible says that we should be in the attitude of prayer. Being in the attitude of prayer does not mean that we should be praying every time, but we should be right with God, that every time we can lift up our hand wherever we are to pray. It's not that every time we want to pray, we first of all repent for like 31 hours, you know. God help me, have mercy on me. We should be in the attitude of prayer, in readiness for the coming of the Lord. And this happens when we begin to lose hope. You know, a case of hopelessness, we not even think about the coming of the Lord anymore. We think, I even have somebody say that they've been telling me that Christ is coming since I was born. I don't think it will happen. You know, it will. And I know sometimes ago people are running around that the world is going to come to an end. I say, have they not checked the Bible that we say that no man will know when the Son of Man with me, God will be coming. You know, ours is just to prepare and get ready for Him. And I pray that we reign with Him in Jesus' name. Our duty, just like in our manual here, is to, you know, wait patiently for the fulfillment of the promise of God, which will definitely happen. Praise the Lord. Can we quickly look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3? First Thessalonians 1:3. Praise the Lord. We should remember the same thing. In Romans 12:12, he's saying the same thing: rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continue steadfastly in prayer. You know, that is what we are called to do with the end time Christian. You know, rejoicing in hope, that we know we have hope, we know where we are going. You know, he said he has gone to prepare a place for us, that if it is not so, he will not tell us. You know, even when we are passing through phases, that we should rejoice. You know, continue praying and fasting, and God will help us. Let's look at Isaiah 45 verse 19. Praise the Lord. Are we all there? I don't know why. I want everybody to be there. Isaiah 45:19. Are we all there? Okay. Can you read it again loud this time around? I don't know who is for this morning, but I believe it's for somebody. Okay? Can you read it again, please?
I have not spoken a secret.
Yes.
In the darkness of the world.
Yes.
I said not unto the seed of Jacob.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. You know, he said that we're not going to serve him in vain, that we are not going to seek him in vain, that we should be hopeful, whatever the situation we are passing through, whatever problem we think we have, that we should be hopeful in God and just keep remembering God. The Bible says we should put him in remembrance of his word. You know, what he says he will do, he will definitely do it. God is ever faithful. That is why there's need for us as believers to be hopeful. Anytime you let the devil steal your joy or your hope, you know, it's not a good state to be. Because just like we have said before, everything will be hard, you know, to even get up to pray, to do things for God. So that is why we have to do anything within our reach. That is prayer, you know. Just like if you look at the book of Matthew chapter 4, we should do what Jesus did. Each time we wake up, commit ourselves into the hand of the Almighty God, so that when the devil strike, we'll be able to tell him to get thee behind us. You know, because if we allow him, we'll not be able to wait and prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Let's look at Colossians chapter 1 verse 27. We should keep the fire of our hope alive. I don't want the same person that has been reading to read. Colossians 1:27. It says, to them God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of mystery among the Gentiles, which is in Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise the Lord. You know, you and I will only realize and experience the glory of God in our life because Christ is in us. You know, he's our hope of seeing better things, not the situation, not the way we, not what we can see now. It's what we are hoping to see, and Christ is our hope to see those better things. You know, most of the time we feel defeated as we look at ourselves and not looking at Jesus. You know, we look at our situation and not look what the promise that is behind the situation. So that is why sometimes we feel defeated and rejected. You know, Christ is our hope. We limit ourselves when we fail to look at Christ and look at the situation. And God will help us this morning in Jesus' name. Let's look at Romans 15 verse 4. Talking about the duties of end time believers, our duty, my duty, your duty. Romans 15 says, are we all there? For whatever things are written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. You know, it's saying that we should cultivate the habit of studying the Bible. The Bible is written for what? For our learning. You know, if we don't read the Bible, how can we discover the hope that Christ has for us? If we don't read the Bible, if we don't set aside time to study the Bible, I say the devil is very wise. He knows that when you have time to study the Bible, look at the word of God, that, you know, he will not have time for you. But, you know, when you are always running, you are always pretending, acting as if you run a very tight schedule. I tell people, all of us run a very tight schedule. Even if your child is little or grown up, we still run a very tight schedule. What we need to do is to deliberately make up our mind and separate time and say we are going to study the word of God. And I can tell you, if you make up your mind that you'll be studying the word of God and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal things to you, he will definitely do it. You know, it's when we are fearful, you know, we'll focus on the problem and not the word. You say everything that is written, they are for our learning. I used to tell you that the Bible is a complete book. There's nothing that is happening that has not happened in the Bible. And there's no solution to every, there's all answer to every question we have or every problem is in the Bible. Ours is just to separate time and ask the Holy Spirit and look for time. We all have time. I used to tell people, I say, those things that we love to do, we always have time for it. I know those things that I like. Whatever they say it is, I go there. So the same thing applies to the word of God. You know, if we love God, you know, he said, truly, if you are my disciple, that you will do what I say. If, how can you love somebody and you not be in contact with the person? How can you say you love somebody, you have hope in somebody, and you know you are not in touch? God is not speaking to you through his word. You are not communicating to God through prayer, you know, and we just live our life the way we want to live it and thinking that something will happen. Nothing will happen. If we don't invite God, God will not come. God is not going to impose himself on us. We are the one who is going to seek him. And God will give us the grace in Jesus' name. Can we quickly look at Nehemiah? It's a very long one. So I want Sister Bosse to quickly read for us. Nehemiah 4, 1 to 11. After Ezra. Are you there? Anybody who is there to read? Nehemiah chapter 4. We are slow to open our Bible. It's saying something. Yes.
But when Sanballat heard that we were building the wall, he was angry and in a great rage, and he ridiculed the Jews. And he said before his brethren and the army of Samaria, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they restore things at will and by themselves? Will they try to bribe their God with sacrifices? Will they finish up in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of rubbish, seeing they are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was near him, and he said, what's the view? If a fox climbs upon it, he will break down their stone wall. And Nehemiah prayed, hear, O God, for we are despised. Turn their tongues upon their own heads and give them for a prey in the land of their captivity. Cover not their iniquity and let not their sin be blotted out before you, for they have vexed with alarm the builders and provoked you. So we built the wall, and all of it was joined together to have its height, for the people had a heart and a mind to walk. And when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabians, Ammonites, and Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were going up and that the breaches were being closed, they were very angry. And they all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem, to injure and cause confusion and failure in it. But because of them, we made our prayers to our God and set a watch against them day and night. And the leaders of Judah said, the strength of the body bearers is weakening, and there is much rubbish, so we are not able to walk on the wall. And our enemy said, they will not know or see you till we come into their midst and kill them and stop the work.
Praise the Lord. Is it not still happening today? I remember last year on the 31st of December, some people, they are not able to go for watch night service because of something like this. You know, that is why I want us to go back home and read this one and meditate upon it. You know, it's still happening today. It's happening with the end time Christian. You know, the same way Tobiah went to Nehemiah and said, you know, said a word of discouragement, you know, to them. Say, this wall you are building, if a force is very light, go on the wall will crumble. It's still happening for us today. They will tell you, Mama Church, you are always going to church, you are always fasting. Look at you, you've lost weight. What are you gaining for it? Me, I'm not going. You know, people will always come and tell you things that are not palatable. What you need to do, because you know where you are going and you know whom your hope is in. So that's why you have to watch and pray. And you know what? They didn't stop. You know, they were praying. And at the same time, and they are doing it. You know, Some people will come to you and say, Christ may not even tarry. The same thing they said that happened to Nehemiah will happen. You know, when we face with opposition, we need to pray and be vigilant. You know, just like the work of rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem progressed because people set their mind that they are going to do it. If you make up your mind that you are going to make heaven, nobody can stop you. Even you yourself cannot stop yourself. Just make up your mind and focus on God, the author and the finisher of our faith. You know, that this heaven, I'm making it. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Because of our time, I'll talk to the pastor later. Maybe with the next person next week, we'll quickly take the remaining part, or maybe we'll do it at home. But I want us to go back to our memory verse, please. I don't want us to forget. So, can anybody want to volunteer before I start calling people from my own side of the house fellowship? Where? Which book are you reading? Okay. Mm-hmm. You want to let me? You think about it. Let me give somebody a chance. You're missing some things. The tender branch, dear Rolf. Praise the Lord. 85%. Anybody in South too? Okay, Sister Buki. Praise the Lord. I need three people to recite it. Anybody who want to volunteer? Okay. Praise the Lord. Got it. At least she got it there. She made the DR of Benji. Please, can we clap for her, please? Anybody from the north? Okay. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Okay, my sister, from your side. Anybody want to try? Okay. Okay. It was again. Okay, if you look at where the memory verse, you know, actually, you know, when you pray with it, it's a very good Bible passage, honestly, because if you look at it, it says, you know, talking, you know, reassuring us that no matter what we are going through, once our hope is in God, that we come up again, that is it. So we need to memorize it, pray with it, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Is there any other contribution, questions? Because of our time, anything that I've not said well, okay. If there's no contribution, can we just thank God for what we have had this morning? Thank Him for the hope that you have in Him, thank Him for the grace. Ask Him to enable you, empower you, that whatever situation you find yourself in, that He will give you the grace to overcome and be hopeful in Him. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.